From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and Niger have reached an agreement that would permit armed American military drones to be based in Niger for use against jihadist terrorist groups in the African nation. That word from a U.S. official speaking to VOA. The Pentagon has been trying to get permission from the Nigerian government to arm drones long before a militant attack near the village of Tongo Tongo on October 4th killed 4 American soldiers, 4 Nigerian soldiers, and a Nigerian interpreter. The agreement was finalized this week. It's a major expansion of the U.S. military's efforts to counter terrorism in Africa. It's unclear whether the drones will be used to carry out targeted strikes or solely as a defensive measure. More than 400 American Marines who helped recapture the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State are leaving the country, according to the U.S.-led coalition that is fighting the militant group. The international coalition continues to provide support in nearby Deir Ezzor province, while Syrian government forces backed by the Russian military conduct a separate campaign in the same region. The Marines and their artillery were deployed to Syria in March, joining an alliance of Kurdish and Arab troops and the Syrian Democratic Forces. They recaptured Raqqa from ISIS in October after an intense offensive that was supported by coalition artillery and aerial attacks. The Pentagon has said officially there are 503 troops in neighboring Syria, but U.S. officials said as of last week the number was closer to 2,000. This is VOA News.